And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, glad to be back. It's been, a couple of weeks now. We had the vice mayor was here, usually Mayor's Day, the third week of the third Thursday, Tuesday of the month. And then Matt Searcher filled in for me, one of our board members, currently a chamber ambassador, and our official turkey for our Flying High Turkey Drive. Anyway, thanks to both of them. They're always great to have somebody a little bit different on the show. But I'm glad to be back here with Link, and we've got a great show for you. And this is going to be kind of reaching about. It's fall. Everybody feels fall and harvest and festivals. And we've got the Dewey Humboldt Historical Society joining me talking about the activities and events they have coming up, along with what they're doing over there in Dewey Humboldt and showcasing the wonderful rich history we have in our area, along with Mortimer Farms. And Charlotte Mortimer is the owner, actually a Project Central colleague of mine, having done that rural leadership program through the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. But Charlotte is going to be here. We'll be talking about the annual Pumpkin Festival, Corn Maze, and all things great about the fall seasons, and probably make you want to get out there and bake some apple pies or something. And then we have George McClanahan. He's the account executive with Konica Minolta Business Solutions. He's our chamber spotlight on business. He's our only chamber spotlight on business, but George has a great company doing more than just being known for cameras. So great show coming up. Glad to be back. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott for over 23 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk in Prescott Valley, Talk of the Town. Joining me now is Patty Lake. She's the media coordinator, and Sharla Klein, the event coordinator for the Agua Fria Festival, which is sponsored by the Dewey Humboldt Historical Society. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Good to be here.
We're glad. Yeah, you just take turns talking. Just jump right up to that mic and don't be shy. And if the other one gets in your way, just kind of push her out and grab a hold of it. Yeah, we're not shy around here. So let's talk about the festival. How many years have you been doing this?
The actual festival on Main Street, we've been doing for 5 years. This is our fifth year. The Agua Fria Festival, which we just took over 2 years ago, this is our third year for us to do the Agua Fria Festival, is 110th year.
Wow. Now, have you combined the Agua Fria Festival into...
Technically, yes.
Yes. Technically.
That's one.
It is one. Fabulous day of fun and remembering our history.
Yes.
So let's talk about the festival, and then I want to talk a little bit about the Historical Society and your efforts over and in showcasing the rich history that Dewey Humboldt has. So the festival happens on when?
October 7th, and it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 p.m. And we have a pet parade. We have a kids' corner that will be doing games and free raffle and prizes for kids. The Old West Parade, which is the community drawn together with anyone and everyone. And so that's going to be a real fun time. And Sky Daddy with live country music is going to be there with us.
Oh, fun. He's always very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. He sounds just like Johnny Cash.
He does that.
Yes,
great,
he does.
That great show. Yep. What's 99 years? It's amazing. Okay, so you keep on going. The day goes on.
Then we got square dancing with the Mile High Square Dancers, and the Cottonwood Roadrunners are going to be there, and probably a few people from Phoenix is coming up to dance on our Main Street. And then we have some contest. We'll have a beard contest and a best dress contest.
Let's go back to the beard.
Okay.
Beard.
Uh-huh. We're going to see who's the biggest and the prettiest and the longest beard.
Oh, wow. You need judges? Lincoln and I are sitting here going, you need judges?
We can always accept more judges.
Yes. Well, I'm noticing the note, it says, wash it, fluff it, and show it off.
And they do.
Holy smokes.
And some of them are really beautiful, long, curled. I mean, they're beautiful. They do it up. I think they start growing it the day after the festival.
Kind of reminds me of the calendar and the pictures that the started out with the Whimsical Woodman that Chronicler Photography is doing, and they're taking burly men, manly men, but all of them really have beards, and it says you're so beautiful. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And doesn't that make you think of that? I think, oh my gosh, I can just see these gentlemen competing in that, because they have some awesome. Awesome beards, yes. So, okay. Hey, even on Sanford.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. He should be competing. He could have, like, the best coiffed beard or something like that. Coiffed. You know, that's...
Well, yeah, just all. Show up, because what time is the contest?
Okay, so do you need to pre-register for any of the contests, or can you just show up?
The only one you had to pre-register for is the jelly contest. You need to bring in your jelly or jams at the judges' station at the beginning of it at 9 o'clock, and then they will judge, and the winner will be announced at noon.
Okay, but,
so,
I mean,
the other ones just show up. And then
at the time of the contest,
which is at noon, and they win a prize.
But if you have a jelly, you need to bring it earlier.
Yes. So they have time to
taste it. Put on some toast.
Whatever.
Or a bagel. Well, I don't know. Whatever you put jam on. I mean, I'm a jam user lover. You know,
peanut butter.
Some peanut butter and jam. Oh yes, there you go. Okay, and so that's the jams and jellies contest. You have the beard contest. What else do you have?
Best Western dress contest.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
So the one that's the snazziest looking. Last year it was a Urban Cowboy that won.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my gosh.
It goes from, in the year before, it was the Oh, I see. 1800s with the nice, what do they call those pants?
Chaps?
Chaps. Uh-huh. Chaps and sure. vest and western shirt.
I'll sell people this. It's only it's limited by your imagination.
It's only limited. And it doesn't matter what century or B-movie or Old West. It's...
1 year we had little kids that actually participated in that, too.
Oh, fun.
They look cute, too.
You know, what's unique and what I love about your festival is different than any of the others around. You know, I mean, every community has their signature event, but yours just has a different flair to it. It's always so fun to be out there. Okay, so we got that, and let's keep on going.
Oh, let's see. After that, we'll be having the Regulators and their Shady Ladies doing a shootout on Main Street. And that's at
Watch out.
1 o'clock, and then they come back again at 1:45 and 2:30, and in between we have a silent auction, we have crafts, and we'll have different clubs will be there representing each of their clubs for different events that they put on to fundraising for them. And then Don Fernwalt will be kind of closing it up with cowboy poetry.
Oh, okay.
That's good, too.
Uh-huh. And then your event closes at what time?
4 o'clock.
So it's 9 to 4. Target. You know, it's a beautiful time of year. This weather is gorgeous right now. So I anticipate it's just going to be a beautiful day out there.
It's a fun day for everybody. I mean, families come. The kids have a great time, especially at the kids' corners. And they all get little participating prizes and what have you. Mm-hmm. And so they all enjoy it. It's family fun.
And for kids, it's a free raffle. And there's lots of good little prizes for them for raffling that are on the raffle.
Well, and tell us about for the adults.
For the adults, we have the craft fair, which is, there's 33 participating people.
You can start doing your holiday shopping early.
Yes.
Shopping early for the holidays. It's a great time to do some good shopping.
And you find such unique items at those fairs.
And be food vendors.
Food
so
vendors.
There'll be food.
We got hamburgers, hot dogs, Tennessee barbecue, Italian pizzas and sandwiches, popcorn, fruit, bakery goods.
Getting hungry, like how about you?
Snow cones and nachos. When ladies do
well, now
nachos.
Where is all this held? Because you've got a million things going on, kind of throughout the day, but a lot of them at any given time. Where do you hold this?
It's all on Main Street up in Dewey Humboldt.
Okay,
right at the
traffic light.
You make a left at the traffic light. And
aren't you glad you have a traffic light there now?
Oh yes.
Yeah, because people say, "Hey, I think I'll just pull in there and check things out." So pull in there and then what?
Straight up the hill into Main Street.
Okay, and just park, will there be designated parking?
Yeah, designated parking. The Humboldt Elementary School will be parking there. And then there's
the
first block before the event there's parking all around that building.
Nice.
And places there.
So you can come anytime throughout the day, but if you want to really catch all the good things starting in the morning, including the parade, you need to get there
early.
At 9 o'clock.
Yes. Yep.
And pet parade. Bring your bring your four-legged friends.
Any kind of a pet. We've had ponies, goats,
horses.
Oh my gosh!
Llamas, pigs,
mules.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have created a totally inclusive, fun day with something for everyone that day. Is there a charge to attend?
Yes, there is. If you buy your buttons now, because we do a button contest every year, and we go to all the local schools, and then the winner will be there, and she'll be receiving her prize, Samantha Montgomery. And then if you buy them beforehand at Gift and Games or at Jackie Boy's Pizza, they're $2. On the day of the event, it goes up to $3 for your button.
Mm-hmm. And that gets you to see everything and do everything. And then do you get the program?
Yes.
Because we're talking about the program as kind of one of the collector's items of the festival. Every year you do such an amazing job on putting a great book together, you know, with Albie's advertisers and notices, but chronicling the history about Dewey Humboldt.
Correct.
We do. That's a lot of work. Nice job.
So you get the program when you first come in, and after your $3, you get the nice, beautiful pin that was made by one of the students.
Mm-hmm.
Was that...
Tell?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I think I... All right, so yes, you win the pin. I mean, you get the pin, $3, $2 ahead of time.
Yes.
Right.
That's excellent. Tell us a little bit about where the proceeds benefit.
The proceeds are going toward an outdoor museum, and it's going to mining equipment. Right now we have a nice selection of mining equipment on the right-of-way, which is on the 2nd Street, right-of-way it's called, and we're building that up, and they're looking at purchasing some more mining equipment, mm-hmm. large pieces of equipment. We also have a two-stamping mill, and they're going to be finished putting that together, and that's going to be really fun to see. That when gold comes through and you crush it and then you put it in there and you break it down to the finer, and then you take that and you put it in the smelter. So, yeah, the process is really intriguing to see and have.
If you don't know what, how it all works, this is a great place to see how it all, because mining was the history.
Yes, and mm-hmm. the Humble area, it was totally mining.
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you also put together some traveling displays, and you actually go into the schools.
Yes.
And share the history of Dewey Humboldt, but the history of the local area right there.
The local area and crafts that were made in the early period of the Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
They do weaving, they do leather stamping, they do blacksmithing. The Arizona Rangers and the Arizona Rough Riders explained about their organization and mm-hmm. during the early period of time, how they fit into the history, the
gold panners,
the gold prospectors of yeah, Phoenix
prospectors, yes,
are there, and you pan for gold. The kids get so excited about that,
and I get excited about it.
Me too.
You know, it's something sparkly.
Yes,
I might find something.
Look, I got a half an ounce,
that's part of the festival too. You get to pan for real gold.
Yes,
so that's also going on throughout the day.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, you have such a great history and background, and what better way to showcase it, bring everybody together for a festival, and then actually your outreach into the schools is really tremendous. Let's tell everybody where they can get more information about the Iowa Freia Festival happening October 7th, this coming Saturday at 9 a.m.
They can go on in the internet. They can go on Facebook under DH Historical Society. They can go on the agrafiafestival.com. They can go under the Dewey Humboldt Historical Society.org. And any of these areas, they'll be able to see pictures and information about our organization and history of the area as well.
Well, you guys have done an amazing job. I've known we've talked over the years about the festival, and just your commitment and dedication is just to be commended, to keeping that history alive, but keeping that festival going, because I know it's a lot of work.
But it's a lot of hours.
You're almost there. You're almost there to the fun part. We always say the fun part is an hour before it's over, but it's always a great day. So looking forward to this is this coming Saturday, October 7th at 9 a.m., beginning, going on till 4 o'clock. All these wonderful activities. You can see them at aguafriafestival.com. That's
A-G-U-A-F-R-I-A Festival.
Festival. So just in case agua, because I say agua like the Spanish version instead of agua, like agua. It's water. Water. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patty and actually Charlotte. Charlotte with an ET. Love you. Good to see you ladies again, and thank you so much. Dewey Humboldt Historical Society again. Have a wonderful festival. We'll see you out there.
Come by our booth.
Thank you. Okay, you betcha, because I'm thinking, you know, I'm so busy all the time. I'm thinking I have a free day. It's fabulous. Either way, I'll come see you guys. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back after this short message. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQ&A.com.
Scare up a good time at Cliff Castle Casino's Rock and Roll Halloween Weekend starting Friday, October 27th with the Halloween Cash Coffin. Earn entries all month for a chance to win. Over $35,000 in cash and prizes are available, including a $10,000 cash prize at 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, the area's best costume contest starts at 7 p.m. with over $3,500 in cash prizes. The party continues on Sunday with hot seats and a free show with Kiss Army in the Dragonfly Lounge at 7 p.m. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Hate going to the mall? Try LaTote.com, a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee. Choose from brands like BCBG, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more. All month long, get unlimited totes each month. Simply wear, return, and repeat. Go to LaTote.com, enter code radio at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Wear what you want. Return everything in the mail when you're done. Repeat all month long. Again, that's LaTote.com, enter code radio.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley joining me now is Charter Mortimer, owner of Mortimer Farms, one of our... I mean, right now, you can't come into town, into Prescott Valley, without passing Mortimer Farms. And it's become a destination of fun activities, a great store, all things agriculture right here. And I love it, Charlotte. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to have
you. Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, you know, everybody goes back in the old days. And that was even before me. And mm-hmm. It was like, oh, my gosh. Was it Young's Farm?
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't even remember. It's been so long. Okay. It was like everybody always talked about it. And now it went away. And there was, you know, what do we do? Because it brought such that agribusiness, that agritourism kind of a thing where people can get up there and do the things they like to do outdoors, mm-hmm. especially this time of year.
Oh, I know.
Right? Is it not fall?
We've been working all year and doing all, putting on all the hard hours so that everybody can come up and enjoy the harvest. So,
right.
You know, that's the best part anyway. So,
yes.
We've got everything ready and we are open and the pumpkin field is amazing.
Ooh.
The pumpkins are everywhere. We planted over 50 varieties of pumpkins.
Now, when you start, let me ask you about this. When you plant the pumpkins, do you plant from seeds or do you start
seeds.
With like seedlings?
Mm-mm, no, we start with seeds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And we did 50
So you're talking
varieties.
A natural homegrown pumpkin here.
Yeah, and we plant them right into the field and they take off and it takes about 5 months for them to grow and produce this great pumpkin that we enjoy.
Now, you mentioned varieties. I mean, I'm used to one variety.
Yeah, the
round
orange
and
ones.
Orange.
Yeah.
But tell me a little about
short, them. Squatty ones. And I mean, you even see on our picture that we're looking at here, there's all different
There's a green
kinds.
One.
Yeah, there's green. There's a pink. There's pink pumpkins. There's white pumpkins.
Oh
you
my
get,
gosh.
You know, there's all different kinds of colors, sizes, shapes of pumpkins. And so, and also, you know, you'll get the little tiny pumpkins, like they're fit just in the little kids' hands. I love that.
Oh,
the little ones. They'll carry out this little tiny pumpkin that they get to go pick out. And, you know, so there's just all the way from that size all the way up. Last week we sold one that was 60 pounds. And so, you know, it just there's all different sizes and kinds and styles.
You ought to market to Halloween Wars.
Yes.
You ever watch that? And they do the pumpkin carving, and sometimes those pumpkins are huge.
They're giant.
I know.
Yeah.
You grow a special one just for them, you know.
Yeah. And then there's even warty pumpkins. And so those are fun to
warty?
Make like a witch. Yeah.
Oh, because like warts.
They look like they've got warts all over them. And so those are make fun for jack-o'-lantern, like witch jack-o'-lanterns. But yeah, there's lots of different pumpkins are great. There's so many cool shapes and sizes that you can get.
So it's during this time people can actually come out and pick their own pumpkin.
Go right into the fields and pick their pumpkins.
You know, that could be like if you haven't done it before, become a tradition in the fall, like you go pick your own Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. You know, you would actually just go pick your own pumpkins. And do you have families over the years you've been doing this that
do
that?
We do. Uh-huh. They come every year and, you know, they've seen the progression of the farm and the changes that we make. And I mean, I had one family last Saturday, they're like, oh my gosh, every year you change something up. And, you know, we always learn something from the year before and we implement that. And then, okay, now let's try this and see if that makes it better. So anything that we can do to make it a better experience for families.
Well, in addition to pumpkins that you happen to be growing in this time of year, you have, I mean, just a regular farm.
Yes.
With corn and every other kind of
vegetable.
Yeah,
we're still harvesting sweet corns and tomatoes and peppers and squash and zucchinis. And I mean, the garden's still going crazy. And so, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's just the harvest season. And so it's so fantastic. I love the farm and all the great things that you can do and see and the connection that we make with the earth by having families come out.
Right, because even though we live in a rural area and we are surrounded by, you know, the natural resources and farmland or grazing lands, but to actually, some kids haven't seen things grow or understand how they grow out of the ground and not necessarily come from the store. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of an education. So I'm sure you have school groups that come out and field trips and things like
that,
too.
We do, yeah. I love doing the field trips. That's actually my favorite thing about the farm is the field trips. I love having the schools come out and the families, you know, be able to come out and see these kids running around on the farm and having a great time while they're learning about agriculture.
Right.
And how important that is for our next generation to understand and to see that it doesn't just come from a grocery store or, you know, wherever, but there is a process that goes into getting that food to their tables.
And you value your food.
Yes.
You know, realize that it took a little work to grow this little tomato or this little pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, in addition to that being open every day and your farm store, which your harvest, you can go purchase all these wonderful vegetables and things that you've grown. You have weekend activities that are special to the Pumpkin Festival. Let's share a little bit about that.
So the festival's open every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Columbus Day, which is next Monday, is Columbus Day. And so we're open. I've got all our hours online, but basically noon to 9 on Friday, 9 to 9 Saturday, 9 to 6 Sunday, and then Monday of Columbus Day, 9 to 6 as well. And during that time, we bring in other food vendors that come in and have different kinds of foods. So we've got Indian fry bread and Mexican food and cheese steaks and kettle corn and I mean just all these pizzas. We're doing oven fire baked oven cheesecakes this year as well. So all kinds are not pizzas. And so all this different kinds of food that you can get while you're there, but also some more entertainment. And so we're doing music and we're doing karaoke and dances and then of course we've got dog races happening, so miniature dogs. So that was a new show last year and it was such a hit that we brought them back this year. Pig races and then we've got some other just demonstration kinds of things like slack lining and that kind of stuff. So all kinds of fun stuff.
Now,
that
does each of these things happen on the same? I mean, each weekend.
Yeah.
So if I went this weekend, I would be missing anything that like if I went at a different weekend.
Correct. Yeah.
Except
we're doing all of that every weekend except Pumpkin Chunkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Chunkin's a one-time deal, and that's next Saturday, the 14th, and we're doing that at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, I believe, are the launch times for that. So that's our special event, just on the 20th. on the 14th. But other than that, all the those other activities are every weekend. So, you know, pick a day and that's good for your family and come on out and get to experience and enjoy all of those events.
And don't you have in the evenings, like besides the karaoke dances?
Yeah, and pyroclectic fire dancers come too on Friday and Saturday evening. And so that's a ton. Yeah, they've done a great job. This is their fourth year, I believe, at the farm. And they're fantastic show. Everybody always really enjoys that.
Well, I was driving by. Oh, let's tell everybody where you're located. And then I'll say I was driving by because I was driving by.
Highway 69 and 169 right there in the corner of Dewey.
Right. You can't miss it. I was driving by and I noticed where you have the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It's all green.
Yeah. Got grass growing on that there
hill.
Oh,
my gosh. That other hill is like, oh, my goodness. It's green.
And yeah. So, the giant slides. Those have been in for a year now. Mm-hmm. And the kids are loving them. They're 40. Well, actually, there's a couple of them are 60-foot slides.
Wow.
And so the kids just love going down those big slides, those big tubes. And, the climbing the mountain. You know, that's one of the great things at the farm, too, is that it's all these outdoor activities. The kids don't even realize it, but they're exercising and getting out and running around while they're there. And so, you know, put down the computers and the, all that stuff and just let the kids run and play and have a great time and get all that great exercise. And I guarantee they will go home tired and they will sleep so good. Families are all, I had one walking out on Sunday night and I'm like, they were just basically sleepwalking out. I'm like, oh, they're going to be asleep before they even get in the car.
Don't you just love to see that though?
I do.
Your eyes glow when you talk about the kids enjoying the farm, though. You can just tell.
It's my favorite thing. I love seeing the kids and the families just, you know, having that time together and really bonding.
I love your redneck swing.
That's a great one.
It's a lot of fun. Gene Lupa and I did that one year. We had the ribbon cutting out there for the farm, family farm.
I remember that
we were out there and we wound that thing up so tight I thought I was going to throw either one of us off. It was so much fun. Didn't fall. We're holding on. Oh my gosh, you were holding on like nobody's business. But, you know, and you think of, how can this be, you know, when you're so used to in the world of roller coasters and, you know, stuff. That's on the seat of your pants, though. And you're holding on for dear life. It's so much fun. And that wind's blowing in your face. And it's just like, so all that is part of everything that you can participate in during the festival. Mm-hmm. Now, is there, there is an admission fee.
There is. $15 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. $10 during the week. And that does not include all of our extra entertainment shows. But you can still come out during the week. But $15 per person, two and under are free. And that includes all the activities except face painting and gem mining. So if you want to do any of those, either of those things, you'd pay additional for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, food or crafts or anything that you get from our vendors that you're going to take home with you, you would also pay for. But, you know, it's great. You come out, bring the family, just spend all day long and just have so much fun. And, you know, it's one price pays for everything.
And it's a piece, it's fun out there. You know, it's agriculture, it's the farm, it's just getting out in the outdoors and bringing your kids out and having a great time. A lot of fun. You can always contact Charlotte, you know, if you've got a youth group or something like that, field trips, you know, outside of the festival. They're always open to, you know, bringing in groups and sharing the story and the history of agriculture. They're an agriculture family, huge backbone in our community. So, you know, thank you. And for creating this destination that brings people from the valley and from Flagstaff and from all over the state to something special, and then it showcases our area.
Yeah, and you know, while they're here, they're always also coming and enjoying other restaurants and other businesses, and you know, I mean, just getting them up into this Prescott area to enjoy all of the fall feel that we have here, and anyway, we love it. So I love being a part of the community, and Pumpkin Festival is a great time. So bring your family out, enjoy the corn maze, and
let's get the website where we can find out more.
MortimerFarmsAZ.com. All of our information's on there. Picture of our website's on there. Of our corn maze and everything is on there.
Yes, the corn maze, sponsored by Culver's this time. Be sure they need to check that out. And also, you do a wonderful Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
You stay very active on that, always keeping current with what's going on and fun pictures of the family and bringing it back to what's real. It's great.
Yeah. So, check us out. There's lots of information out there, and we're always happy to answer any questions we can.
It's great having you.
Thank you.
It's great having this. It's the fall. It's a festival. Let's go pick pumpkins.
There you go.
And then you can carve them for jack-o'-lanterns, or you can save them and make pumpkin pies.
There you go. Yeah. There's always plenty to do.
Okay, Charlotte Mortimer Farms. The Pumpkin Festival and Corn Maze going on every weekend, but it's the family farm is open every day during the week. So go on out there and see them, corner of 69 and 169. Thank you for joining us. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, a little bit of Dewey Days here. We got located in Dewey and Dewey to Humboldt Historical Society. So we're just sharing love with our sister communities and glad to have them as part of our whole region. So short break here. When we come back, more, it is Chamber Spotlight on Business. And you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM. And if you forgot, it's KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hey y'all, this is Jody from Norm's Lock and Safe. So you aren't sure who to call when a lock is broke or you need a key for your car? I do. Norm's Lock and Safe. We've been serving the Quad City area and beyond for over 20 years. And if you're not sure if we can fix it, call us. You might be surprised. We're your security specialists, where no job is too big, no job is too small. Find us at normslock.com.
Yavapai County Contractors Association presents 60 Seconds of Interest.
Fall is in the air. Winter's just around the corner. Now is the time to ensure your home is ready before Old Man Winter arrives. Get your furnace checked out by a local heating contractor, or you could find yourself under layers of blankets to stay warm. Change that furnace filter now, and then change monthly through the heating season. Here's a winter tip. Reverse the direction of your ceiling fans. We all use fans in the summer, but remember, they help you stay warm in winter. Reversing the direction will send warm air down and not up. There's nothing like the glow of a fire to warm a winter evening. Before you light that first log, make sure your fireplace and chimney are clean and critter-free. Now's the time to have your chimney inspected before the snow flies. Need help? Call YCCA 778-0040.
This has been YCCA's 60 Seconds of Interest.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A new storage facility could be coming to the Granite Dells area.
As part of its meeting at 9 tomorrow morning, the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors will consider a zoning map change in commercial uses to allow construction and operation of a mini-storage facility. The facility will be located on more than 2 acres near the intersection of Highway 89 and East Old Highway 89A. The two parcels are located in between both roadways. Back in January, the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors voted to defer the application indefinitely to allow the applicant to get an agreement with the City of Prescott regarding required improvements. The supervisors' meeting will be held in the County Administrative Services Building on Fair Street in Prescott. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Medical waste has been found at the City of Prescott Transfer Station. On Saturday morning at around 8:45, the Prescott Fire Department had received a 911 call regarding a semi-truck trailer that had numerous vials of blood that had been discarded.
The initial arriving fire engine was met by a transfer station employee who described about 15 to 20 vials of blood, other medical waste that had been discarded in the trash.
Fire Department spokesman Jeff Jones describes how the waste was taken care of.
Prescott Fire Department officials decided to remove the vials of blood and secure those for proper disposal. The remaining waste was very low-grade biohazard, and it was determined that that could be disposed of by normal transfer station protocol.
Fire officials say it's hard to determine who may have thrown the waste away. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny with a light breeze all through this week. Expect an overnight low of 48 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 79 tomorrow, and a high of 80 on Thursday. 52 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 89, and a high on Thursday of 90. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott for over 23 years.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Bradshaw Family Dental, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot. He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes open the season at the Anaheim Ducks Thursday night at 7, live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. And joining me is George McClanahan, Count Executive, and I'm called Konica Minolta Business Solutions. And we just did your ribbon cutting the other day.
Yes,
it's been about a month ago. What fun. What a great location.
Yeah, it was a great time. We had a great turnout, and we were happy to have the chamber represented there with us.
You know, it was probably one of our, it was a fun one. Everybody was in a good mood, and they were happy, and breakfast, we had bagels and coffee, and we just kind of hung out longer than in a lot of places we normally do, but everybody wanted to share the machines and all of that. So let's talk about the business first, and then we'll go a little bit into... Oh, just you're such an interesting guy. I thought, you know, let's just talk.
Well, Konica Minolta is, when most people think about Konica Minolta, they usually think about, oh, the camera company, but actually not. Konica Minolta is a technology company and is one of the oldest companies that you'll ever do business with because we've been around since 1873. So, yeah, we've been around quite a while. We represent 70-plus countries in six continents. We have over 35,000 employees worldwide, so we cover a large area. What we do is we have several divisions, and what I specialize in is dealing with copiers, printer, production print presses, like with the Yavapai College here locally. We have one of our production print presses there. I deal with all the education, so all the copiers that they use to print all their school materials. Mm. They use our product to do that, as well as stuff like document management. So something in your business processes is, what do you do with your information? You know, there's a couple of ways. You have all this information. That information is king nowadays. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we look at is, one, we have the hardware to get your information in your systems. And then once you bring that information into your system, what are you doing? You know, some people scan into email, some scan to a folder, some scan to their server, and then they have to rename it, and mm-hmm. then they have to drop and drag it somewhere else, and then maybe it has to go like for accounts payable. They have to take that and you know, have somebody approve it, and then it's got to go to somebody else. Well, we have a way to manage all those processes where you can just take a stack of paper, stick it on that scanner, scan it in, and it will automatically read the paper, and it will put it in the right folders. It will rename it. If it needs an approval, it'll automatically send it to the right person. If it needs another approval, it'll go ahead, and once that's approved, send it to the next person. So we create a lot of efficiencies within mm-hmm. your business to help you save time and money and leverage what you have going on with your company. Mm-hmm. So
now, is this through the machine?
That's just through our copiers.
Wow, my gosh! You know, they're just more than the mimeograph things anymore. Wow,
right?
That's a like it thinks.
Yes, exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the new things that's going to be coming out, it should be at the end of this year here, is our what we call our workplace hub that we're going to be launching. That was a project with HP and Microsoft, and we're actually going to be using artificial intelligence to bring in all your business equipment, all your software, all your systems into one central hub to be able to, we'll just keep learning on how you do your business and your processes, and help make create efficiencies within your business. So that's something that we're going to be launching here, probably Q4.
Yeah.
Well, we are in Q4, so it should be coming up anytime now.
Oh,
we'll have a big launch with that.
Oh, my goodness. So, if you're sitting there with an antiquated copy machine and all it does is copy, you're way behind the times. My goodness.
Right. So, we help create collaboration in your business, productivity and efficiency from a hardware standpoint, from a business software standpoint, to our all-cover division, which specializes on the IT side. So we can do 24/7 help desk support. We can do procurement for all your equipment, your computers, your servers, your cloud storage, to doing one-off projects, to also managing your whole IT services. So with our managed IT division. Mm-hmm. So we have we're just much more than just a copier company.
Right. So does that require different machines, or is it through the copy machine?
Some of it's through the copy machine.
Added things.
Yeah. Well, we have different
things.
Software.
That's a good word, right? Things.
Yes.
I was a lack of a better term to think of what you add on to maybe your copy machine to upgrade it to
apps.
Apps?
We have apps.
Like on your phone.
And software.
Apps.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what it is. So you can start with the basics, but then you can, depending on what your business, let's say your business needs are, then you would upgrade and add to it different apps, different software, things like that.
Absolutely.
So then you have this thinking artificial intelligence machine that's planning your demise overnight. I know.
That's kind of like what Eli Musk, I think, has been talking about, that whole thing with him and Mark Zuckerberg. They're going back and forth about whether our artificial intelligence is good or bad.
Right, right. So all of that is available through your company. Your office is located where?
It's right over at 155 West Iron Springs Road here in Prescott. Right the cross street would be Williamson Valley Road, over by Barrett Propane, that little strip center right there. Is where we're located at. And we've been there for a few years now. We've been actually in this market for, I believe it's 15 plus years. We handle I handle everything from Baghdad to Seligman and Ash Fork and the Quad Cities area. And, we handle the county. We handle the city of Prescott, town of Prescott Valley. We do almost every school district in that whole area. So we help them support them, whether it's for their printing needs or in some of their record keeping needs.
Right. So if somebody needs, maybe some business services and they're not quite sure what they need or how to start, call you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have so many different products. We do 3D printing. We have stuff for education. One of the new things we have is these 3D printers for their STEM programs. Mm-hmm. These low-cost standalones with curriculum that's already there that they can use that we've launched. And actually, there's a promo that just came out yesterday where they have a 30-day trial where the schools can actually try the curriculum and the printers for 30 days for free. And so that's something that I'm going to be contacting all the school districts here for that also, because it's a way to technology is important, especially in school nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. You know. I was at a conference or a workshop presented by somebody and held up his cell phone and said by the time his kids are older, this will be an antique. And I'm thinking, oh, I just get to learn it. I'm just figuring it. You mentioned apps and I'm lost. But anyway,
right.
So I'll give you a call and you can kind of just evaluate, talk to them, see what the business needs are. But again, if you want to be productive in your business and you want to stay ahead of the game and be advanced, you need to keep current with technology. That's just a way of it. And every business should have a technology budget in some form of, whether it's upgrading software or it's actually reinvesting. And I know that in the copying machine, there's lease opportunities and outright purchase. So you can kind of work either way with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we also, you know, we work with a lot of the, what we call the general purchasing organizations or GPOs, who we work on, you know, state contract. Nonprofits are easy to join that, where they can get special pricing. As well as in healthcare, we work with about 5 different purchasing organizations to help save costs for our customers also.
Wow, you guys are becoming a giant in the world. I mean, yeah. And again, you know, prior to meeting, it is, you know, vaguely heard of, but wasn't as familiar with, you know, all you have and your background and history as I could have been.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do, I mean...
She's just telling me we have 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we do, I mean, we do so much more. We even do robotics. We have robotics that are available. So we have the workplace of the future is one of our big pushes that we're kind of using to set us apart. Mm. Also with a bunch of things also. If we do everything from conference room scheduling to with apps and software to be able to do that so that you can monitor that. You don't know how much time you lose at productivity when you have a room there that's not being utilized because somebody schedules something and doesn't show up. You're able to coordinate that so that you use the best use of your space. And it's actually, we can help with your return on investment that actually pays for itself because it's good for the lost time that you're, for the real estate that you have there.
Wow. You gotta be talking to people. I'm telling you, because that's just you know, being able to maximize your business and being able to just worry about things you need to worry about and have somebody else take care of those kinds of things and keeping up with the technology end of things in computers is always, I think, for many of us who've been around a while. Did I say that around a while? They probably say, "What? What'd she say?" Around a while. That, you know, I mean, we're used to, I still write things down.
Me too.
That's important because, you know, it's that next generation that's going to push you to, you know, do better, or they're going to pass you up.
Right.
And another business is going to pass you up.
Well, I go back to when, I remember when call waiting came out. That was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Like, call waiting. Woo. We don't miss calls as much.
Well, George, you've got a great background and you could practically do this show. You've been done radio.
Yeah, I did had a sports talk radio show called The Chris and That Guy. And obviously I was that guy. And if you ever catch me out at a karaoke bar and you hear that guy, it's probably me.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we were talking about Mortimer Farms on Friday night and Link's out there. And so a great way to hook you guys up and you can, you know, share that guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you have a great diverse background. And now you've settled here and you're with this company and enjoying life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I moved out here in May. Mm-hmm. And this is where I plan on retiring.
Well, you've got a great company that you're working for and making a big difference in, you know, for our business community. So, you know, thank you for that. And I think everybody, if you're not even in a position right now to at least talk about it and kind of make a plan, because that's key is being able to keep up with it and making a plan to keep ahead of the game and keeping your business at the front and center.
Absolutely.
And that's huge. That's huge. So let's give your contact information one more time.
Okay. My name is George McClenahan. Our phone number is 928-277-4125. You can call me anytime, night or day. I'm always available.
And again, you have a website?
Yes, it's myconicaminolta.com. Well, God, I forgot.
I always ask the hard questions.
Well, we have so many different websites that it's...
We want to get yours.
It's www.countonconicaminolta.com.
And that's Conica with a K, and
yes.
You'll remember if you think of the camera, but it's now
Minolta.
More than that. And you were even saying your company makes like little lenses and things like
we
that.
We make the film for all the smartphone lenses.
Go figure. Yeah. They're already advancing.
Yes.
They're advanced. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much. Thank you for being a chamber member. Thank you for being in the community, and welcome and sing loud and sing proud.
I'm proud.
All right, George McClain.
Thank you.
Again, Konica Minolta, Business Solutions Chamber, Spotlight on Business. Short break here. When we come back, it's time to say good evening here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Hey! Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Thank you for joining us today on the show. We hope to see you out at the Prescott Valley Event Center this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. One of the evenings of the Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals coming up. And tickets are available, but I'd recommend you get in there right away. It's fun driving around the Event Center right now. All the stock fences are up, and they're bringing in everything. So it is rodeo days, and we had Mayor Harvey Skoog at our office sharing his proclamation of Prescott Valley Rodeo Days going on October 5th, 6th, and 7th. So PrescottValleyEventCenter.com is where you can go and find all information and tickets. I'm looking at it right now as we speak. But again, opening night is Thursday. I believe most of the action starts at 7 o'clock with the doors opening at 6. A lot of fun professional rodeo action. I say come on out and join us and let's rodeo. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next Tuesday with more Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQNA.